You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Matthew chapter 8, the passage that we read, showed how Jesus comforted his disciples in a storm.
短短的五节圣经记载了一次惊天动地的神迹。
Even though this is a short five verses, it recorded an amazing and earth-shaking miracle.
在这五节的圣经里面，我们看见这些门徒几乎葬身海底。
In these five verses, we saw that his disciples almost were buried at sea.
如果我们要了解这段经文所发生的事情，我们不能不先看第八章18节和28节。
But in order for us to really place this miracle into context, we have to first read verses 18 and perhaps also verse 28.
因为18节和28节这两节圣经说出了这一段经文和这个它的背景。
Because these two verses gives us the background for this miracle.
因为在我们今天所读的23节里面提到耶稣上了船，然后门徒跟着他上船。
In verse 23, we read, Jesus got into the boat and his disciples followed.
那么18节和28节就告诉我们为什么耶稣要带着门徒上船。
In verse 18 and verse 28, we read why Jesus went on the boat.
18节告诉我们说耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐渡到那边去。
Verse 18, we read, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake.
耶稣带着门徒要渡到海的另外一边的原因在前面，因为他见许多的人围着他。The
reason that Jesus wanted to cross the lake in verse 18 we read is because he saw the crowd around him.
因为在中文圣经里面那个就吩咐的就字就说明了这个因果的关系。
We see that when Jesus saw the crowd, he gave orders to cross.
他吩咐门徒渡海，因为他见到许多人围着他。
He gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake because he saw the crowd around him.
当我们单单看这一节圣经的时候，我们实在觉得里面有它的矛盾在里面。
Perhaps we feel that there's a paradox here.
如果我们说神的心意是一个爱世人的心意的话，
Very often we say God loves the world.
那么人越多，不是就越多的人蒙神的爱吗？
Then if there's a crowd there, then there's a tremendous opportunity for many to receive God's love.
所以在神爱世人的前提之下，神主耶稣基督喜欢看见许多的人围在他的身边。
So if we say that God loves the world, when Jesus saw the crowd, he should be very joyful.
因为人越多，就越多人能够碰到神的爱。
Because if the multitude is there, then many can touch the love of God.
所以我记得严大夫有一次在这里讲道的时候，再三强调说，我们教会还有一个角落，我们需要再把它人坐满。
I recall very often that when Dr. Yan preached, he said, there's still a corner in our church that's empty. We have to fill those pews.
不是说我们喜欢人多，觉得我们人多好不错，很不错。事实上呢，我们希望人多能够更多的人蒙到主的恩典。
We want more people to come because we want more to receive the grace of God.
但是在这里为什么因为人多他反而要离开这些人群呢？
Then the question arises, why is it then that Jesus wanted to leave them?
请大家特别注意18节，问题到底在什么地方？
So when we pay attention to verse 18, we want to figure this out.
问题不在许多人，问题是在于这些人围着他。
The problem here is the crowd surrounded him.
我们记得圣经里面有一个故事，有一个患了12年血漏病的妇人来到人群的当中，伸出她信心的手来摸耶稣的衣服穗子。
You may recall another miracle, how a woman who has been ill for 12 years touched Jesus with her hands of faith.
在那件事情里面，我们很清楚地得到一个提醒。
And we were reminded by that incident,
耶稣不满意于人拥挤他，他希望这些拥挤他的人能够个别的跟他建立关系。
The heart of Jesus is not satisfied by having a large crowd of people around him. He wants individuals from the crowd to have a personal relation with him.
在福音书上一而再再而三看见这样的提醒，看见这样的真理，也看见主这样的心意。
In the gospel accounts, we can see this again and again.
人多是好的，但是这些多的人不能跟主有单独的关系，这不是主能够心意满足的地方。
It's good to have a crowd, but if there's too many people to prevent individuals to connect with Jesus directly, that doesn't satisfy his heart.
换句话说，主不希望我们单单在信仰的里面去凑热闹而已。
Jesus doesn't want us to be just part of the crowd.
所以当众人只是围着他在那里看热闹的时候，他就离开他们，似乎很没有人情，其实给我们看见一个提醒。
So when Jesus saw the crowd just surrounding him, wanting to see what's going to happen, then Jesus left them.
这不过是一个消极的原因而已。
Perhaps you say this is a negative reaction.
到了二十八节，我们看见一个积极的原因。
But then in verse 28, we find that there's another reason why Jesus left.
那么二十八节和十八节，我个人认为是彼此遥遥呼应的。
I truly believe that these two verses surround the miracle that we just read.
耶稣并不是因为消极的不喜欢人凑热闹就离开群众，因为他前面有个正面积极的目的吸引他往前走。
Jesus does not just want to leave the crowd who surrounded them in a negative sense. He had a mission.
二十八节再一次提到耶稣既渡到那边去，所以跟这个渡海有关系。
Because in verse 28, we see that when he arrived at the other side,This is related to his crossing.
他来到一个地方，看见有两个被鬼附着的人在那里。
When he arrived at the other side of the lake, he met two demon-possessed men.
因为耶稣在海的这一边，就看见在海的那边有两个心灵有需要的人在等着他去帮助他。
Even when Jesus was on this side of the lake, he could see there are two people on the other side of the lake.Needing his help.
所以在十八节和二十八节，我们很清楚地看见一个属灵的原则。
So from these two verses, we see an important spiritual principle.
人多是我们今天向往的一个目标。
Perhaps we all like to have a crowd.
我们建一个比较大一点的礼拜堂，我们希望更多的人在这边蒙恩，这是无可厚非的。
We have built a big church, and we would like it to be filled with people.
但是我们要常常提醒我们自己。
But we have to remind ourselves.
如果人一多，只是在凑热闹，只有量而没有质，这不是主的心意。
If we have a lot of people here and we only pay attention to the quantity and we ignore the quality, that would not satisfy our Lord.
在许多的人围着他，在那两个有需要他帮助的心灵的这样一个夹缝的里面，发生了我们今天所读的这一段圣经的记载。
And between the gap of having a crowd surrounding him and two lonely people needing his help, we see this miracle.
请各位回到马太福音第八章，请各位看二十三节到二十七节这五节的经文。
Now let us pay special attention to verses 23 to 27.
第一点我们要在这里思想的。
First point that we want to think about.
请弟兄姊妹很注意听我下面这句话。
Please pay attention to what I have to say.
好像美国总统竞选的时候说 read my lips 一样，请大家非常注意，因为这句话今天有许许多多的人误会了，甚至错误的来看这件事情。
You have to pay special attention because these words can be easily misinterpreted.
事实上，我在这个讲台上曾经讲过这一个真理。
Actually, I have preached about this truth before.
因为那样重要，我觉得我非要再讲不可。
But because it's an important truth, I feel I need to preach on it again.
再经过过去一两个礼拜或者一个月的时间，在我心路历程的当中的起伏高低，好像风暴的经验一样，我更要在这里分享这件事情。
Especially in the past month, it felt like I was going through storms, and I would like to share with you what I have gone through.
弟兄姊妹，请记得，有主的同在，主的同在里， 你的人生仍旧有风暴。
Brothers and sisters, please remember, even when you are in the presence of the Lord, you may experience storms.
请注意，在主所定规的道路上，仍然会有患难。
Even though you may be walking in the path set by the Lord, you may be dealing with tribulations and difficulties.
请注意十八节，到底这个旅程是谁决定的呢？不是主决定的吗？
In verse 18, it was very clear that it was the Lord who initiated the journey.
主吩咐渡到那边去，是主的吩咐。
The Lord himself gave the order to cross the lake.
不是这一群的门徒，不是这一群耶稣的学生，好像突然非常的好奇，非常的新鲜。哎呀，我们到海那边去看看怎么回事。
The journey was not initiated by his disciples.
很明显的是主要他们去的这条路。
The Lord wanted them to embark on this journey.
而且在二十三节，谁先上船呢？是耶稣先上船的。
In verse 23, we notice that Jesus got into the boat first.
然后后面说门徒跟着他，意思就是说耶稣先上，门徒呢就鱼贯而行，跟着耶稣上船了。
And his disciples followed him.
那么今天有许许多多的人有一种错误的神学观，错误的属灵观，错误的一个看法。
Many people today have a wrong viewpoint.
认为一个人只要顺从神的旨意。
These people think that as long as I follow the will of God,
只要顺服神的旨意，
if I follow the will of God,
我的人生必然是一帆风顺。
Then my life should be smooth sailing.
我所做的事必然是凡事通达的。
All the things that I do will prosper.
上帝是会给我们通达平安的恩典。
Yes, the Lord may give us this grace.
但是上帝有的时候给我们一些患难，给我们一些挫折，有他神圣的目的。
But sometimes the Lord allows setbacks to come upon us, and this has His will.
所以我们再三的在这个讲台上宣告，成功神学不是圣经所启示的真理。
So very often we proclaim that success theology is not biblical.
在过去这十几二十年来，我们看见特别在美国的基督教里面，常常有成功神学的看法。
In the past two decades, we witnessed, especially in the American churches, the emphasis on success theology.
尤其我们看见许多电视的一些传道人。
Especially those tele-evangelists.
那些所谓电动传道人，常常在他们的节目里面宣告一件事情。
These preachers that go on the airwaves, they often proclaim,
你们若为我的节目祷告。
If you pray for my program,
你们若能够好好的打开你们的口袋，把你们的金钱奉献给这个节目的话，
If you give to this program,
那么你们必然能够有一个一帆风顺成功的人生。
Then whatever you do will prosper.
弟兄姊妹，这不是圣经里面的启示。
Brothers and sisters, this is not biblical.
我以前还不敢这么强调的说。
In the past, I did not dare to say it so straightforward.
当年龄越来越大，经历更多人生挫折、患难的时候，我知道在我的信仰的里面，在圣经的启示里面，我必须要强调宣告这个真理。
But as I age and I mature and I experience more, I can proclaim that the success theology is not biblical.
弟兄姊妹，一个基督徒，甚至一个爱主的基督徒，对苦难不是免疫的。
Dear brothers and sisters, Christians, especially those who love the Lord, are not immune from suffering.
我们都很熟悉保罗在罗马书第五章里面所说的话。
Perhaps we're familiar with what Paul had to say in chapter 5 of Romans.
他说患难生忍耐。
He said suffering begets patience.
是忍耐生老练。
And patience brings maturity.
老练生盼望。
And maturity brings hope.
盼望就不至于羞耻。
And hope will not bring shame.
我们看见上帝带领我们有他生命的步调，有他生命的历程。
Yes, the Lord will lead us on our various ways.
慢慢慢慢, 登峰造极 的 生命 是 从 患难 而 来 的。
We can approach peak only when we go through depths of valley.
患难 生 忍耐, 我们 都 懂 这 个 意 思。
We understand that suffering begets patience.
忍耐 生 老练, 这 个 老练 在 NIV 的 翻 译, 把 它 翻 译 成 character, 我 觉 得 很 有 意 思。
The NIV interpreted the word character as the fruit of patience.
当我们从患难经过忍耐而带出来的是什么呢? 是带出来的是基督徒的一个品格或者一个基督徒的一个性格。
So through suffering, we build up our Christian character.
患难可以培养出基督徒的品格。
So we say that suffering brings forth Christian character.
换句话说, 患难使一个基督徒更像基督徒。
In other words, suffering will make a Christian more Christian-like. I think all those Christians who have gone through sufferings can amen what I say.
我们常常听见人说一句中国的话，这个已经好多几千年哈，说这个江山易改，本性难移。
Chinese have a saying that is very difficult for us to change our character.
我们说江山可以改的。
Even mountains can be moved and rivers can be dry.
两种方法可以改，起码我们现在想到的。
Perhaps two things we can do.
一个呢，就找一个愚公来，就可以移山。我们读过这个故事。
We know that mountains can be moved.
那么另外一个方法，江山可以改的。
Another way that we can change nature.
你经过了大地震以后，哎，面目全非，改了。
After an earthquake, perhaps we can see tremendous change in the landscape.
所以我们说地震可以改江山。
So we say that earthquake can change nature.
那么什么可以改本性呢？
But what can change human nature?
请看24节。
Verse 24.
海里忽然起了暴风。
In the NIV, it says, without warning, a furious storm came up.
A furious storm, 一个暴风呢，我去查希腊文。
I was intrigued by the word furious storm, and I went to the Greek.
那么我发现那个希腊文的是 seismos, 这个字呢，跟马太福音24章里面另外一句话呢，另外一个字呢，是同样的一个字。
I discovered that the same Greek word was used also in Matthew 24 in a different context.
耶稣说到末世的时候的现象。
In chapter 24, Jesus preached about the end of the world.
国攻打国，民攻打民，这个世界要被战争所搞乱。
He preached upon how the kingdom will be fighting among each other.
战争是人祸。
They will hear news of war.
但是我们发现耶稣说还有天灾。
But then Jesus said there will also be natural calamities.
主耶稣再来以前，全地，这个地球有许多的饥荒，还有一样什么呢？地震。
There will be famine and earthquakes.
那么我去查希腊文，发现地震这个字呢，跟这个地方的暴风这个字呢，是同样一个字。
It was very interesting to me that the word used for earthquake in Matthew 24 is the same Greek word here interpreted as a furious storm.
在我们的文化和文字里面，暴风就是暴风，地震就是地震，这是两档子的事情。
In our usage of words, storms are used differently from the word earthquakes.
但是当我们看见这两个字竟然是同一个字的时候，
But when we realize that these two words are the same in Greek,
所以地震可以改江山，我们也可以移这个江山。我们看见像地震一样、像风暴一样的患难，也应该可以改变我们的本性。
So perhaps we can say that this furious storm is like an earthquake. It could change the natural landscape, and perhaps we can extrapolate and say this could change our human nature.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.